With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel has its sights set on the Iranian capital as President Trump is warning residents of Tehran to evacuate. The Israel-Iran conflict has prompted Mr. Trump to cut short his time at the G7 summit in Canada.
I have to be back. Very important. I want to just thank our great host. You did a fantastic job. Thank you. In Canada. But you probably see what I see. And I have to be back.
Mr. Trump says his early departure has nothing to do with ceasefire talks, explaining it's much bigger than that. Former Israeli U.S. Ambassador Dr. Michael Oren does not expect Iran's two chief allies to get involved.
I think Russia's got its hands full, and China's not yet a Middle Eastern power.
Dr. Oren on the Salem Radio Network, more Iranian missiles fired overnight at Tel Aviv. And before departing Alberta, the president announced that he and British Prime Minister Starmer made a pact.
At the G7 summit in Canada, the two leaders said they had signed a trade deal that will slash tariffs on UK auto and aerospace industry imports. The president called it a fair deal for both that will allow for greater access to the British market for U.S. products, including beef and ethanol. Starmer said it was a very good day. Despite the announcement, the two countries still are discussing how to handle steel production and pharmaceuticals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The man charged with killing one Minnesota lawmaker and wounding another meticulously planned the attack, according to prosecutors, who say that Vance Bolter had dozens of apparent targets, including officials in at least three other states. Flash flooding in north-central West Virginia has claimed at least six lives, widespread property damage as well. Governor Patrick Morrissey declaring a state of emergency in Ohio County, West Virginia. The Dow features down 265. This is SRN News. Africa is hosting an anti-persecution gathering.
With Muslim terrorism spreading across the continent and Christians suffering as a result, the International Religious Freedom Summit is taking action. This week it is hosting the first ever IRF Summit Africa in partnership with the Global Peace Foundation and Pepperdine University. The event, which is being held in Kenya, hopes to encourage greater religious freedom throughout Africa, which in the past saw Muslims and Christians live together in peace. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has ordered a New York court to take a new look at whether some religious organizations should be excluded from a state regulation requiring health insurance plans to cover abortions. The justices acted after their unanimous decision earlier this month that Wisconsin discriminated against a Catholic charity by forcing it to pay state unemployment taxes. This is the second time the nation's highest court has sent the case back to New York courts. This is SRN News. Like many technological advances, artificial intelligence can be put to good use. Unfortunately, there's a dark side of AI as well.
Crime rings are deploying ghost students, chatbots who enroll in online college classes and stay just long enough to collect a financial aid check. In some cases, professors have discovered almost no one enrolled in their class is real. To fight fraud, the U.S. Education Department has introduced a temporary rule requiring new financial aid applicants to show colleges a government-issued ID to prove their identity. John Scott reporting.
The Trump family company says it's launching a mobile phone company. Eric Trump, one of the president's sons, says a new company will build its own phones and maintain a call center in the U.S. Eric Trump saying that consumers deserve a phone that aligns with their values. More details at srnnews.com.